Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Boomer is back after getting a colonoscopy yesterday. And I did hear you have a pretty good line out there to Maggie and Perloff. There's something about getting a camera up your butt on tax day that really is
the symbolism of it all.
The symbolism is great.
I initially had Election Day was my day. And then,
that's right.
Oddly enough, an opening popped up.
Yeah.
Here's a Buckley's.
Thank you. I know.
Lozenge.
I need it.
Okay.
I took a bunch yesterday as well.
Yeah, but there's a symbolism about having, you know, getting something jammed up your A-gap on tax day. So I took it, and everything's fine. Everything's good. I do recommend it. I'm not getting paid to say this. I do this as like my fourth one. And the reason that I did this, and I have been doing my colonoscopies, is because unfortunately my good friend Chris Collinsworth's brother passed away from colon cancer, I think at the age of, like, I want to say he was like 40.
Jeez.
And I remember going to his funeral and just thinking myself, you know, I got to go get checked. And I think I was 40 at the time. And so I've done it every 5 years.
Yeah, I've got to get on that train now. I'm 41, going to be 42. I have not had one yet, so I'll schedule mine maybe for Election Day.
There's a really bad part of it, and there's a really good part of it. The bad part of it is all night long you're up in the bathroom.
That's right.
But the really good part of it is when they give you the propofol, and they put you to sleep, and you're like,
perfect.
And I'm like, oh man, you have no idea if anybody's violated you or anything. So, but I got to tell you, that sleep is unbelievable. It's worth any whatever's going on. You know, downstairs is worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all I can say. So,
little PSA for the listeners out there. Make sure you take care of your business.
And I'm even better now because the New York Rangers, and I know you're going to talk about John Sterling.
Yeah,
we're going to get to all that. Don't worry about it. We got a new program director.
Yeah.
I met that slap this morning. I don't know. He's, he's got his hands full.
He certainly does.
You know, he's a Long Island guy, which I like. But the New York Rangers, I mean, here was the thing I was thinking about yesterday. They had to win this game, not because I wanted the President's Trophy. President's Trophy is great, and it is a great bounce-back season after what happened last year in the playoffs. So I think that is a great accomplishment by this team. But the reason that they had to win it is because for like 175 days, they've been in first place. Now, they've been back and forth being number one overall, but in the Metro Division, they've been in first place. And if they would have lost this game last night to Ottawa and then the Hurricanes overtake them, that would have been a perceived, you know, negative thing.
Like job spot.
Yeah, exactly. And they played, I mean, Igor Shesterkin last night was still amazing. And he's going to have to do what Henrik did all those years.
Yeah.
Because at times the defense does get lacking. But I have to say, they gave me something that I didn't expect it. I thought that they were a playoff team because of their goaltending and because of some of their stars in their team. And a guy like Lafreniere really turning his whole entire career now on a path for superstardom. I would just say that it was great. It was very fulfilling watching this game last night. And then finishing it off with a shutout for Igor was great because he deserved it. I mean, he had to make like 10 great ace saves again last night. And he always does. And that's the way it's going to go once we get into the playoffs this week. So that was a very, very satisfying victory last night. And it capped off the greatest single regular season in Rangers history.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I kind of went back to find his last calls of the season because he hasn't called a game now in a little while. So the first one we're going to give you is from April 3rd. Remember that big extra inning game in Arizona?
Sure.
We talked the next day about his energy level at the age of 85 on the final call.
1-2, the Yankees again. One strike away. And Ferguson, ready to deal. Bases loaded, two out pitch. Strike three. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
So that was a Sunday in Arizona. And by the way, if you're just joining us and you've been under a rock, he didn't die. He just retired yesterday.
Yes,
I don't want to make it sound what I'm saying is final calls. This was the last home run call, I believe. This was on April 7th, the Sunday game against Toronto. And fittingly, it was a grand slam.
Again, 2-2 to Stanton. And the pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimenticare. That ball should travel far. Giancarlo.
So there you go. That's, if this is it, that's his final home run call. And then I'll just play the last final out that he ever did was in a very anticlimactic game against Toronto. It was 8-3.
That's when a caller called up and said that he sounded not well and then missed the next couple games.
Fair, but I will tell you, going back and listening to it, there was no threat.
Yeah.
The game was decided. That call I just gave you was that day, the Stanton home run.
All right.
So I don't necessarily buy that.
Now the right-hander will deal the payoff. Strike three is called. Ball game over. And Yankees win. The Yankees win. They win at 8-3.
It was just such a nothing.
Yeah, it was a nothing game. It was a nothing finish to the game.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to give you, I got five calls for you that I dug up. I want to know if anybody remembers what his slogan line was or his tagline was
right,
for
like
the
it.
Player.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you, we'll start inside, Luke Voit, Al.
Onion home run.
Eddie.
Hits one to Detroit.
Guys.
I know the answer.
You know the
He's
answer.
He's Adroit.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yes, but this one was what Eddie said.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Voit hits one to Detroit.
But you're right. Early on, he did do that.
He's Adroit.
I forgot about that one. All right, we'll start in the room, in this room this time. Mike Tauchman.
Oh, the Sock Man.
Sock Man. Yeah, come on, we know that.
It's a three-run home run from Mike Tauchman. Tauchman, the Sock Man.
All right.
The Sock Man.
Yes.
How about Didi Gregorius? Anybody?
Oh, man.
This one's a good one. I like this one. There's two I really like on this list. This one.
I should know this. Should we know this one?
It's funny.
Does it have something
to do with Didi?
Yes, indeed. Or it has something to do with Didi.
Yes, but there's more to it.
It is gone. Oh. Second deck. Yes, indeed. This is the dawning of the age of Gregorius.
That's the part that I forgot about.
Yeah, that was good. Yes.
That was pretty.
I think
that one would be on the Mount Rushmore, but maybe not. I don't know. You guys remember Matsui?
Yeah, it's.
Oh. I feel like you should know it right away, and yet it took me a minute to. I had to play it because I forgot it.
A way back in the right center field bleachers. Three quarters of the way back. A thriller from Godzilla.
Damn it.
Yep. And then here's the last one. Does anybody remember Austin Romine's call?
Austin Romine.
Mm-hmm. Remember the catcher, Austin
Romine? Of course,
Romine?
Of course, yeah. Austin Romine. No, I don't remember.
Nobody.
I can't believe this is
actually my favorite one.
It is a two-run home run for Austin Romine. Over the high wall and into the monster seats. Romy, my homie.
Oh, man. It rings a bell now. Yeah, it's an awesome one. I can't believe I forgot Matsui. That's
pretty
bad.
I like the S and DD.
Dedegregious.
The age of Gregorius. I thought that was great.
Let's go to Kevin in Danbury. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thriller by Godzilla definitely is up on the Mount Rushmore, I think. And also, I would go with Burn, Baby, Burn for Bernie.
Yeah.
I would also do, I know you guys, everybody hates A-Rod, but A-Bomb from A-Rod. And I like his call for Judge. Here come, All Rise.
Yeah, All Rise. Yeah, that's
that might be
one.
The best one.
Yeah, that really is.
Do you remember, Kevin, do you remember how the Bernie Williams one started? Because I went and found that.
No, I actually don't remember.
All right, Burn Baby Burn is in it. Burn Baby Burn's in it at the end, but in the beginning he did this.
That ball is high, it is far, it is gone! Bernie goes boom, they turn him loose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Bernie
goes He wound up losing that, dropping that, yeah. And then it was just Burn Baby Burn.
That's right. And I just like to thank Boomer for being a patriot that he is. Thank you, Boomer, man.
You're welcome there, John.
Kevin.
Kevin, I'm sorry. Kevin. I was looking at John's name on the screen. Yes. Wow. Very nice.
That's funny. So there you go. There's the John Sterling stuff.
How do you do?
Oh, God.
A lot of people said that was the moment where John said, I've had enough. Where he had to endure that on opening day.
Oh, they called when he called into them.
Yeah. He was in BT's doing how you do, and John's like, I finally had enough.
When the bat hits the bowling goes over the wall, that's the Volpe.